Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fucktot?
Welcome back from our two-week vacation.
Woohoo!
I
like the way that I'm excited about us being back. It's like, I don't see that there's an audience. I'm just like, hey, all right,
We've got hundreds of listeners.
I know, but like, I'm channeling. I'm channeling their energy as if, if they're excited for us. Like, welcome back from vacation. Woo!
There are people out there right now, before we post
jacking
this online,
off.
Who...
Yes, definitely.
They're sitting there going...
Fap, fap, fap.
I really, I totally.
Oh my god, why won't they come back?
I may refresh again.
I hope.
Refresh.
Come on, iTunes.
Come on.
Yeah, so we have some fucktards. You know, we always like to begin by cleansing the palate with some fucktards.
Yes,
the appetizer is always the fucktards.
I have them here.
Yes, and now please read this one
first
for us. All
right, so for this particular, this is the first fucktard of the week. And man robbed bank and then returned the money. You dumbass.
Yeah, it just seems like a bad plan right there.
Well, it's...
Lack of
what
plan.
Was the point of robbing it in the first place?
That's what you'd think.
A Butler Township man claiming to have a bomb demanded money from a bank teller in Sugarloaf Township on Monday, only to return it minutes later after a scolding from his girlfriend. Police. Oh, he got scolded. Oh. What did you do?
I robbed a bank.
You idiot. What did you rob a bank for?
Well, because, you know,
shut. Go. You take that money
you
back
take
right
it
now.
Back, you. Yeah.
Otto C. McNabb Jr., well, right there, you already know.
Yeah, when there's a junior in it, like, that's where it ends for me. Like, I know that the whole family's screwed.
Yeah, because of some kind of weird, actually, I know some people that actually have, they are officially juniors, mm-hmm. but they've never revealed that.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
They don't put it
because
on
it's embarrassing. It's like, why do that to your kids? Why are you so self-important?
Henry Jones anyway. Jr. Foothill Drive's Drums was arraigned by the Magisterial District Judge Ronald Swank in Mountain Top. Oh, these names, Foothill Drive, Mountain Top,
Swank,
Sugarloaf Township. Anyway,
I know it's almost like they're all either all gingerbread houses or they're
this is where Hansel and Gretel live, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hansel and Gretel,
like, or they're porn companies, right? Sugarloaf Township, now presented
Butler Township, Sugarloaf Township. Oh, god. Okay, so anyway, yeah, anyway. Basically, Mountaintop on Monday evening, hours after demanding money from the bank teller at the Susquehanna Bank, wherever that is, and telling the, I don't know if it's in Sugarloaf or Butler, telling the employee that he had a bomb and was willing to detonate it. Times are tough, McNabb told reporters as he was escorted, as he was escorted by police into Swank's office Monday night. You gotta do what you have to do to support your family. So robbing a bank is what you need to
do.
Sugarloaf Township Officer Brent Brown said McNabb was cooperative and did not put up a struggle with police, who assisted at the scene while taking him into custody at his house a few minutes after the robbery was reported. Swank set McNabb's bail at $50,000 due to serious of the charges. He entered the bank around 12:15 Monday and told the teller, I have a bomb, give me the money, or I'm going to set it off. He left the bank with $2,262.
Oh, thank goodness there was the 62 there, because if he was just robbing it for $2,200, then I'd be like, you're an idiot.
You're a total, you're a dork.
And that extra money.
Returned to his vehicle where his girlfriend sat waiting, unaware McNabb had planned to rob the bank.
Oh.
His girlfriend yelled at him and he returned the money and left the parking lot.
Oh,
so... He didn't even get home. He just got to his
car. No, he got to his car, and I guess she's like, hey, what are you up to? You know,
I just robbed the bank. We gotta go.
You bastard! You know?
Using a description of the vehicle, earlier. Police located... Okay, using a description of the vehicle,
which is
police
probably
located
right in
McNabb.
The parking lot.
You know, exactly. He's over there! took Nab into custody after stopping. He pulled away in his driveway. Oh, he pulled into his driveway. Okay, so they actually had... He almost made it home. Charged with robbery, theft of an... Blah, blah, blah. His hearing is set for August 29th, so he's already been through. In early February... In early February, McNabb told police he sustained a gunshot wound to his arm after a man busted in through the kitchen door at his Foothill Drive's home in a robbery. He told reporters a few days after the robbery that he was scuffling with the man when a gun fired and struck him in the arm. The suspects in that robbery were never located.
What
so,
the fuck happened there?
So basically... He looks okay. Sorry, I just looked at his photo again. So basically, he's you know, been shot recently by some random gun.
I guess. From the picture, it seems like he was shot in the brain.
And he looks like a big cookie dough man.
He does. He does look like a big.
And he looks so sad. He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like the rock biter from the Neverending Story.
I don't.
The guy that ate rocks?
That. No. Oh, yes!
They look like strong hands. That is totally what that guy looks like.
He kind of looks
just
like...
Just coat him in stone and...
He's got the handcuffs right in front of his crotch, and as far as I'm concerned, by the expression on his face, it looks like there is a large chipmunk attached to his nuts. Like, just freaking gnawing at them. You know? It's just causing
this
him great discomfort.
Guy. Yeah. You just can't help but feel sorry for this guy just because he's not only is he an idiot, but or made a really bad choice, but what an idiot.
Well, it's so painful because you're like, when did he come up with this and how did he think it was going to go down? Like,
it's
too much.
I gotta give it up for him for wanting to support his family, but
sure.
It doesn't say anything about his employment status. Like,
or
did
if he
just
has
get
kids or
laid
anything.
Off recently? Is he, you know, suffering from some sort of, like, he's obviously not a military guy. Because he wouldn't have walked his, I have a bomb! It's like that whole story from the Tarantino film, talking about the thing where they robbed a bank with a cell phone.
Okay.
He gives the cell phone to the teller, like, you're going to kill her if you don't give her the money. Oh, I'm going to die. And then they give him money and he walks out after robbing her the phone. So, anyway. Wow.
It's
this poor. I feel sorry for this guy more than thinking, what an idiot. I'm like, your life is horrible.
You moron. God.
All right. So the next.
This one.
Okay,
it's just too good, and mm-hmm. because I like to feel proud of where this podcast originates, this is a Vancouver story. So just let it be known, we may not be the biggest city. We may not be the most cosmopolitan city.
Yeah.
We may not be the richest city. But you know what? We have a lot of fucktards.
God. So you read this one out? Or?
I will. I love it. So I fucking love it. I almost came when I read it. Like, I just so...
Really? Are you going to try again?
I'm going to
watch you very closely.
Oh, man. Rob's gas station. Okay. man robs gas station to pay restaurant bill. Right there. Almost right there, I have to give him the title, but...
Yeah.
I don't decide this anymore, and that's good. I'm biased, obviously.
Obviously.
A man who couldn't pay his bill at a North Vancouver restaurant told staff he was going to rob a nearby gas station to get the cash. Then he was arrested after doing the deed and returning to settle his tab. I'm going to ask you the question that has been plaguing me since whatever Tuesday when I read this, which is, if you're going to do this, and wow, you're fucking loser. But if you're going to do this,
yes.
Why then do you not? Okay, I can't pay my bill, which you should have planned on, right? But
yeah,
it's
well,
like, oh,
you know,
I
he's
forgot
got
my
a,
wallet.
He's
or,
got a valid reason
he's
for
got,
wanting
maybe
to.
Maybe something.
You know, okay.
He's out dining. He realizes he doesn't have his wallet.
Right.
And for some reason, he goes. The logical next step is I'm going to rob the gas station. Why tell the person at the restaurant that that's what he's going to do? As if they're going to go. Well, thank you for finding a solution. Go right ahead. And not, like, do anything about it. So, okay. North Vancouver RCMP said a man racked up a $38 bill. That's it. That's all it was. At a Brown social... It's not worth it, okay? At a Brown Social House restaurant Friday night and tried to leave without paying. When approached by the staff as he tried to exit, the man said they should call the police because he was going to rob a nearby gas station to get the cash. Constable Richard D. DeJung said on Monday in a release. DeJung said moments later the North Vancouver RCMP received a hold-up alarm from the neighboring Esso gas station where the attendant said a man held a screwdriver to his neck and robbed the till. The man then returned to the restaurant and paid his bill. At least he's honest. He promised he would do it, and I just respect people who fulfill promises.
Yeah, hey, I'm all for that.
It's just ethical. The man then returned to the restaurant and paid his bill, and police arrived moments later, placing him under arrest. A 21-year-old Surrey man has been charged with robbery, fraudulently obtaining food and beverages, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. There were no injuries in any of the incidents, said DeJong.
You know.
Yeah. What do you have to say about this fellow? You have been stunned into silence.
I have been stunned. This surprises me. In that way that you're surprised because you just... What an idiot! I'm sorry, this is just completely and utterly, like, I don't even know what to say about this because the other guy could have just walked into the bank.
Yes.
And he could have been in sort of in a desperate mood.
Right.
And decided to try something to rob the bank. Not the best choice ever.
Obviously not.
Because when he got outside, his girlfriend's like, "You're a total flippin' idiot. Yeah. Take the money back."
Right.
So he did. Then they leave. And then, of course, the police are like, "So he gave the money back?" Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That doesn't negate the problem. So but, they go and, you know, arrest
but it was
him anyway.
A desperate move.
Uh-huh.
Now this...
Yeah.
This idiot,
yeah,
moron, face dork, loser,
dickwad,
dickhead, fart nut, you know, what the hell is your, I mean, this is the thing,
okay.
He's 21, so yeah. He's young and
stupid.
But
he's not that young, I mean, 21
and,
is not that young.
Well, no, I'm, but he's from Surrey,
stupid.
Though.
Well, I know, and if, you know, for those of you that do not live here, Surrey is our Staten Island. So, basically, you know, it's the Jersey Shore of our city.
Wow. Not something I would do. Wouldn't be my first choice because, you know, $38. $38.
The only possible reason I could figure for this
was
is...
Was he by himself?
I imagine he had dinner with friends. I mean, you're imagining if you're going to go out. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking it's this Brown Social House, and it's not a fun place to eat on your own. It's not one of those.
No.
It's not like the takeout joint or
hence
the house
the
in
name,
Dosa or something.
Social house. Yeah.
Exactly. It's more of a, you know, Miley Stone's place. So,
yeah.
Okay. So here's my theory, and the only reason I have this theory is because my boyfriend Chris used to have this very briefly a roommate who was an utter fucktard himself, and this guy really did not like working. Working was not for him. He enjoyed getting stoned. And and they two don't go together.
Okay.
People might think they go together. They don't, right? So he enjoyed getting stoned, work not so much. And one day he made the comment that he would like to go to jail because then he wouldn't have to work and food and lodging would be provided for him. Given that this guy was seemingly unstable, this did not make me feel very good about Chris's living situation at the time. But it does shed a whole new light on this fellow over here. Maybe that's his plan. I mean, he does tell them to go get the cops. So maybe on the whole plan, I mean, I guess I don't understand. It seems like there's too many steps for him to take if he just wanted to go to jail.
Right.
Like, you could just rob the gas station with your fucking screwdriver.
Yeah.
Have it be at that, you'll go to jail. Why? Maybe he was just like, you know what? I want to go to jail. But I know the food in jail's not that great. I would like to have a nice meal first.
Sorry, wait a second. How do you know that?
This is my theory. What? That what?
That food in jail is not very good.
That's my guess.
Oh, you're guessing.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm guessing.
You were speaking
here.
With a for a sense
I mean,
of authority.
I've, anything
there.
I've read tells me it's not the most delicious, scrumptious food. Yeah. You know,
okay,
I mean, can you imagine it would be anything but very average
horrible.
Or terrible? Yeah. So, given that,
you just had this air of.
Well,
I know.
If there's anything I know,
have
it's
you ever
about being
a guy?
Is not something I want to admit.
I didn't want to talk about
but
that part
of my
life.
But when you disappear later, someone might have ideas. Anyway, so I'd like to have a meal because I'm going to go to jail. That's my whole plan. I'd like to have some decent food. Why don't I go to a restaurant, not pay the bill, then get arrested after? But I don't know why you didn't rob somebody at the restaurant. Why didn't he just, I don't have the money, here's a fucking screwdriver, give me the money in the till, oh, that didn't work, fuck, I got arrested.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got nothing. It never, will never make sense to me. I read this, and I swear, it just, I enjoyed it for good.
It doesn't make any sense.
I kept thinking about it for like an hour and a half. I was like, wow.
How does this work?
Yeah, wow. Wow, buddy. So, on that note, these are two contenders then. And let us call. Today we have Bruce M. Campbell.
Yes.
And I will call him up.
Hello?
So, Bruce, we gave you, you know, you were smart enough. I didn't think of this. But you were smart enough to actually, you know, knowing you're going to be on the show, say, hey, is there, you know, can you send me the fucktards in advance? And so I did. So we don't have to recap the stories for you too much. You can tell us what you thought about them, who you liked, who you didn't, who deserves the fucktard of the week. Just feel free to talk to us.
Well,
about your
thoughts. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Monica. That was really thoughtful of you to even go that way. And I'm glad we had the chance to talk about it because I was concerned that my reaction might have been, you know, a little less, oh my God, what a fucking moron, if I read them beforehand. But
fair enough.
Luckily, they were both stupid enough that reaction is still pretty strong.
Oh, good, good. So, I'm really happy to hear that.
It was tough. You know, I had to actually phone a friend.
Yes.
Because
that was a good idea.
I had mixed feelings. I talked to my partner who, you know, she's really good at human story. She's a Libra. So therefore everything that I hate, she goes, well, have you thought about this? And I go, no, no, I feel like an asshole.
But it gives you good insight.
Well, you know, but you know, I make better decisions than she does because she can never make up her mind. But you know, that's fine. I mean, you know, it's a trade off. It's definitely a trade off.
Very true. Okay, so you went for input.
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts when you read these stories? You know, I'm kind of prodding you like I'm a therapist here, but what
Perfect.
What were your feelings here? You know, like first of all, there was the fellow who returned money once he robbed the bank.
Otto.
How'd you feel
Poor
about
Otto.
Him? Yes,
Poor Otto.
Otto.
Otto McNabb. Well, you know, a lot of things hit me first off. So
yes.
the picture was brilliant.
That's what we thought too.
Otto's looking at his buddy who drinks beer with on Thursday night going, man, I wish this wasn't you taking me in, but Barry or whatever his name was is going.
There's a cop in the picture, yeah.
Oh man, I just hate having to do this. But you know, you could see it happen on the Andy Griffith Show, you know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
kind of
it's
Andy
so true.
Taking in the town drunk. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we'll have to post the link to this. This
sorry,
actual
Joe,
news
but
gotta take
I
you in.
Can't do much about this. You know,
yeah.
The boss is watching.
Ah, fodder! I promise never to do it again. You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
I didn't actually find out what state is it in. I didn't look that far.
I thought it was Michigan, but I could be totally wrong.
A place where there is apparently a candy mountain.
Yeah, we thought it sounded a bit gingerbread housey. Like there's the Foothills Mountain, there's, you know, there's something Sugarland, you know, it's just
yeah,
it's tasty.
I actually highlighted all those words because you know, to get into the detail of it, Otto, he's, you know, he later on in the article, he talks about the fact that times are tough and you got to do whatever you have to do
yes.
to feed your family.
Yes.
I mean, he's not doing anything different than Bonnie and Clyde or Dillinger, you know, they were actually heroes, those people.
They had a bit of forethought, though, to what they did. Like, I don't think it was impulsive. This seems to me more of an impulsive thing. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you feel this was an impulsive thing? Or he just, you know, he's like, I've been planning this for weeks, this bomb threat. And
you got to admit, though, that if this was just a spur of the cuff thing, it's inspired, right? He's like, his subconscious is just firing like this. It's going, you know, what are the hot topics? What are people scared of?
Bombs.
So he picks a bomb. Perfect.
This is good. This is good. Yeah.
You know, okay. And he got, what did he get? $2,892.32. Oh, shit. I overdid
it. Yeah, you really assumed he was going for the big bucks, but no, just a $2,262.
Yeah. So, you know, that probably covered his rent for the month.
I was thinking maybe, you know, depending on where he lives, possibly at least, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months mortgage.
Could be. It could be. Unless he's one of those guys who's living in the house that's been foreclosed on, but the company that actually owns the paper doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, yes. It could
be one of those things.
Could be. It could be.
I noticed one of the commenters had
put in comments. Yes.
No, I always do because I love to get incensed. I love to get incensed with commenters. That's,
okay, then that works. That makes sense. The same reason I read Craigslist ads. Go on.
Well, you are the queen of Craigslist ads, it's gotta be said.
Thank you very much. Go on, sorry.
The commenter that really struck me that, you know, I could tell this is a Libran. There's no question out there. He said, you know, he's probably suffering from PTSD because, what was it, in February?
Oh, because, yeah, he was robbed.
A home invasion. Yeah. The guy was in a home invasion and he got shot.
Yeah. Except you wonder if he's in with other people that are criminals. Do you know what I mean? Like if maybe that was my guess. But okay, so wait a minute. So PTSD. So he's having flashbacks now. You know, he's like,
True. True, true. But you know, you can be a criminal and still suffer from PTSD.
But right? I guess yes. But now I'm thinking, so he's in the car, right? Nothing's happening, right? Like he's just having a nice drive with his wife, you know, or girlfriend, whatever. And then all of a sudden he's like freezes up, right? Bank. Yeah, but like freezes up, and then he has this vision of someone shooting him, and then he's like, and then he just like kind of almost as in a reverie, you know?
Yeah.
He wanders into the bank, you know?
Well, it's
possessed.
I could definitely see that, but I'd written a different story for the poor guy.
Okay.
He's like, you know, his girlfriend's in the car, and she's going, damn it, Otto, I don't know where we're going to get the money for the next grocery bill.
Yes.
And he's going,
yes.
Why are you on my case, you know, kind of shit. And she just goes on and on and on and on. He just goes, I'll be right back. And into the bank he goes. And, you know, he's thinking on the spot. You know, he's probably thinking, those fuckwads who broke into my house and shot me in February, the cops have done basically nothing. Those people are still out there. And, like, I get nothing. You know, no compensation, no whatever. So he's just like, he can't make his bills. He probably doesn't work, you know, or whatever. I don't know. But he obviously was desperate enough to go into a bank and do something really, really stupid. And I got to think that, you know, people don't just wake up one morning and go, I got a good idea. I suspect he probably got pushed to that level.
Ah, this is good. Okay, and so then he does this. He robs the bank. And then how do you hear her sounding once this is done?
You did what?
But you said we were in dire straits, and I didn't
mean that dire.
But I thought you wanted us to get this all rectified.
What the hell am I gonna do? Well, you're in jail, you dumbass.
What am I gonna do now? What am I gonna do now, Ethel?
Back upside your head.
I robbed it. Now I got the money in the car. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Drive home. That's what we're going to do.
If I turn in the money first, then that'll be okay, you think? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm going to do it. No, never mind. I'm sorry I did this. I'm going to go return the money.
Just shut up and go home. So they do.
Yes.
And then his buddy, his drinking buddy, who we've already mentioned. By the way, did you guys notice the great flame tattoos?
Fuck yeah. Because I found out about it on FARC, and I read all the FARC comments, which is another way to get incensed. Though they're somewhat inspired sometimes. But yes, they commented that was one of the things. It's like, oh, way to go. 90s is catching up with you, flame tattoo man. But yeah, nice flame tattoo.
I can only hope that his cruiser, his police patrol cruiser, has got similar flames off the front wheels. Wouldn't that be cool?
So it would be so freaking radical. What if also, in addition to the flames, he had the purple lights underneath the car?
Oh, well, and low rider. the hydraulic shocks.
One can only, I can only dream, you know?
I could see the film of this now. I could see it now. Steven Seagal would be in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He would be the cop and he has to take his buddy in. And he's, this is how it begins, because you know how fucking Steven Seagal films, I hate them so much. They're so manipulative. They're so terrible. And there's like always somebody like hurting a puppy. And then Steven Seagal comes and beats them up because they hurt the puppy. Like, so the whole film begins with him taking his buddy in and feeling really bad because he had to do it, you know. And then the rest, you know. So you're like, oh, this guy's nice. Look at him. He treats his buddy okay. And, you know, his buddy's just a bit of a doofus, you know.
Yep. Like, maybe, I know exactly.
You know, Otto's now starting to remind me. Do you guys remember the film An American Movie?
I know of the film. I've never actually seen it.
Bruce, no?
I don't know that one. No, not off the top of my head.
So I won't go on too much about it, but an amazing, it's one of the best freaking movies out there. And especially a documentary about this guy, and he's in a small town, and he's basically a loser trying to make this horror film that he's been trying to make. I can't remember.
I have seen this film.
Okay. Yeah. So genius. Anyway, he has a buddy, and the buddy is a total fucktard stoner sidekick. Like, and
my cousin you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay. I put my foot in my mouth again. But anyway, yes. So that's now who this Otto guy reminds me of. If that guy had cut his hair and whatnot. But anyway, okay. Moving on, unless there's something brilliant, you know, you've said so many brilliant things, but if there's any other brilliant things you'd like to add about this before we move on to the next?
I just think you do have to put a link to this picture on here.
Oh, definitely, we will.
But there is a problem, of course, because there's a place underneath there that says, if you want to buy this picture, click here.
Oh my God, can we buy the picture? I want it on my wall.
Yeah, it says click here to buy this photo. If you click on the picture, it expands. So you got the pop-up thing, right? And in the bottom, there's another link to buy it. I mean, that's just brilliant. I think it's a great idea.
How much is it? Do you remember?
Let me click on it and find out.
Because
I'm clicking now.
I can see that this would be the poster, like one of those anti-motivational posters.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, most motivational. 11x14 with a glossy finish, a luster finish, a matte finish.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, and they're selectable.
Okay, so how much is it? How much is it?
It's $15 for an 11x14. I think that's a bargain.
Done and done.
That's a total bargain.
I mean, it says so much to me. Every time that I think of doing something that will, you know, embarrass people around me, which is pretty much anything I do, I will look at that and I will reconsider, you know? It'll be, I don't know what the saying should be. Something like Otto McNabb, you know, bringing fucktardiness to a whole new level, or, you know, think before you act, or some sort of motto that will just, you know, think before you threaten somebody with a bomb when you haven't told your girlfriend you're going to rob a store. Maybe something like that.
You should work on that, because I think there's a whole calendar waiting to be done here. A motivational calendar.
Yes. Yes. I don't, what is the site that this is from? Like is it press or, I mean, whatever it is, we need to like look at more of their stuff and purchase a few more of their items. Citizen's voice. The citizens have spoken. Okay. So, now we have our local friend.
Yes.
Yes.
This was part of my what's the word? I'm searching for that word. That word that says my complication about deciding which one could possibly be the right one. And I mean, if I look at this picture once more of our previous fellow, poor Otto, the pathos in that picture. These are two best friends. They went to school together.
I know.
And they're in this situation. I mean, I could see, you know, other than the fact that it's a really chubby guy and a guy who looks like Curly from the Three Stooges, it could really be a feature movie. There's no question. At least movie of the week.
That's true. I could see a lot of elements to this. Yes.
So, you know, I hate to go back there, but, you know, I had to do that because this was my conflict. It was like, I saw this and I thought, you know, this guy is really just a victim of his circumstance against the guy who's from Surrey, who goes and has a restaurant in one of North Vancouver's Lonsdale Strip. It's kind of like one of the better eateries on that strip between all the...
like it's higher end. It's not so much that it's tastier or anything, just much that it's like price range wise a little bit more luxe.
Let me put it this way. If the Bullingdon boys had to come to North Vancouver for one of their events, they would probably choose Browns over most other places because they could probably break the place better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those places that, yeah, if you're a douchebag, you're like, yeah, this is I can do more damage. Yeah. Because it's a nicer place.
If you're going to get slapped by a waitress, you know, you should know that she's probably going to get a $200 tip instead of a $20 tip.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I think that's the kind of place that Browns is.
Now, he didn't go too far in the bill department, though, because $38, while I don't like dining for that much, isn't a crazy bill. You know, it isn't like he, you know, he probably had, I would say, an appy, a meal, and a drink. Maybe two drinks. It's not too much. It's not a lot.
For $38, man, you know what? The price of drinks is only going to be one drink in there.
So there's only one drink, which also makes the whole situation more complicated. But it's not like he had, you know, if you're going to do this because you know you don't have the money, and I'm just assuming, you might have a different take. He knows he doesn't have the money. Let's have some more stuff to eat here. You know, let me have the steak and the lobster and the lobster puff appetizer.
And another pitcher of margaritas, please.
Please, exactly. So he goes to one of Lonsdale's finer dining establishments and then he
decides, well, he tells the waitress that he can't afford to do it, but he'll be right back because he's going to go knock over the Esso station next door.
Yes. You know, always good to be honest.
It's my stomping grounds. You know, I know this place. I know this place really well. I eat at the sushi place down the street all the time. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
It helps if you can speak Farsi, but you know, hey, I love that. It sounds so great. But
classic. Yes.
It's a great place. And so there's this guy from Surrey. He's 21 years old. Now, do you remember when you were, Shane, do you remember when you were 21 and you were taking, you know, going out to a fancy restaurant to impress somebody? Yeah. What was it like? I mean, I know what it was like for me, but.
I felt incredibly poor.
Well, yeah, it's like, this is a big thing, right? This is a really big thing.
I remember only maybe 10, 15 years ago, I remember taking a girl out to the Empress Hotel
mm-hmm.
in Victoria, and it wasn't just like the tea thing or the you know, just some random sit down restaurant where you just kind of go and there's
Empress.
I know this is the thing, it was the fine dining experience. So you're talking about, you know, if you want wine, that's, you know, $40 a glass kind of thing, or buy the bottle for $200, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I remember feeling incredibly poor.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know,
so knocking better, over the better. Gas station probably at that point still wouldn't really cross my mind as a way to not feel poor.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I like I said, I do really do not like fine dining establishments because I don't like getting stressed while I'm eating. Like, knowing that the bill's going to be high really puts me in kind of a bad mood. Like, I'm just not enjoying it. So I like going to cheaper places that have tasty food and whatnot. This is a plug for the thing I'll be doing for Urban Dig, by the way, where I talk about cheap eats in the city. Anyway, I hate that feeling. And so I would just think, that's shitty, going somewhere and knowing that, you know, it's going to be like really cutting into your budget and your rent and whatever to go out to dinner. But this doesn't seem like, I mean, I don't know how much cash you have, but at any given point, $40 for dinner, while not great, is only slightly regrettable. You know? Well,
you know, when you're looking at it from the perspective of people who hopefully have jobs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, that there's going to be more money coming in. So we don't know where this guy is employed.
True. I mean,
21, he could be, you know, right there in the middle of that cohort of people that are probably as depressed about the economy as you can possibly get.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe he's a bit of a nihilist. We don't know. I mean, we know he's from Surrey.
Yes.
We know he went to the gas station and, according to the article, held a screwdriver to the gas pump attendant's neck while getting the cash. And I thought that was, you know, like he had to get a screwdriver from somewhere.
Unless he had it, if that's part of his job, right? Well, if he happened to have it. But again,
that's what I was thinking, that he was obviously some sort of, you know, either at the bare minimum, he would be some kind of day laborer or something.
That's kind of, but I mean, my props to him for really you know, going full hog on the character, you know, if you're going to rob something and even if it's impulsive, you know, I mean, he could have very well, he could have, you know, since it was impulsive, he could very well have just been like, give me the money and like thrown something over, or thrown something at the guy, thrown a porn mag at him, you know, he could have threatened it with a rolled up newspaper, anything, right? I mean, he could have done something.
Come on, sir, just take the cash. Oh,
well,
no,
I mean, there have been recent,
flying breasts.
There have been recent ones where some guy like threat, like tried to rob somebody using a tree branch, you know, so I'm not doing that. I'm not going that far on the...
this guy more. Well, but you know,
yeah. So he's got he got a screwdriver. He really threatened him. He have a screwdriver in your neck. That's effort. That's kind of scary.
It's
yeah.
more than just effort, because if you know that gas station, I mean, it's a pay at the pump, or you have to go in through, you know, like the office door thing. My memory's not real clear on it, but I do know that, you know, he'd have to find a screwdriver. He'd have to go behind a counter. I mean, there's a serious amount of effort to corner the person. When you're talking about being upfront and personal and sticking something pointy into another person, it's not that easy to do. I mean,
no,
not
it isn't.
That I know, but
no, Xan, we don't have a limited experience in the criminal realm.
Well,
but yes,
yeah, but you can imagine what it must be like. So there's a lot of things he had to do to get to the position, and you know, and then he gets the money and he goes back to the restaurant and he pays his bill.
He's a man who keeps promises. And you know, in our life, in our society, this is something that is woefully lacking. So congratulations, buddy. Thank you.
Do you think he was doing a version of High Plains Drifter in his head?
I think so, yeah.
It could be. I promised I'd paint this town red. It could have been.
What do you make of him telling her how he was going to get the money? Is that just because if he had just said, hey, I'm sorry, I don't have the money on me. I'm going to do something. I'll get you some money. Like, I'm going to go to a friend's place and get you the cash because I have a friend that lives bar. Do you think that just wouldn't have sounded plausible because she gets that all the time? Whereas if you say, I'm going to go across the street and rob the gas station, that's something that people don't normally say. So it's probably going to be true. Like, he wanted to prove himself as someone that's, you know, got some backbone and.
Yeah.
He's real. He's keeping it real.
Sure. There's two factors there, really, for me. One is the idea that, as you pointed out, it's going to get your attention a little bit more than I left my wallet in the car. I'll be right back.
Right. Yeah.
So it could be that he was, you know, like I might have created the story where he's in such a state of despair. He wanted to have one last reasonably priced but expensive meal. You know,
maybe
choose the lower priced options on the menu.
To jail for
exactly.
Yeah.
For 5 years so he can actually learn how to really do it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's exactly it. What's happening here is he's trying, but he's going to build up some good experience.
I think Canada's missing out on a really good apprenticeship program here. I mean, you know, create a crime, go learn it better.
Yes. Yes, you see.
Stick them in jail.
That's exactly it. Learn a trade in jail. Trade will be criminal, but that's fine. That's fine. At least you are doing something.
It's only a matter of time before a certain number of criminal activities are legalized and other perfectly legal activities are criminalized. So, you know.
That's right.
We're talking on the internet right now. That could be a crime tomorrow.
That's exactly it. Very much.
We're going to jail.
Those are good theories. I like it.
I'm full of them. Do you know what I did while I was waiting for you guys to call?
I sent you those pictures privately and I didn't want what?
I was actually on the openmedia.ca Facebook page reading and writing rants. So, you know.
So media is basically they want to keep the internet free the basics if people don't know what it is and they're outside of Canada.
Free as in free speech, not free as in free beer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and to some extent, you know, there's trying to have basic, very quick summary would probably be like there's certain issues like if you want the Shaw or other companies would like to charge us to. For the amount that we consume on the internet, and they don't want that to happen. So anyway, just so people have a little bit of background. I'm not summarizing rapes, but...
essentially the key word is to tell somebody on the CRTC that when the telco companies say they need to spend money on elbow grease, you can't actually buy it. It's kind of like free. So,
Interesting. So yes, so you were reading rants there and
Yeah. And so there's a survey going around now, Open Media. Sorry, this sounds like a plug for Open Media, which, you know, let it be, whatever. I actually believe in that organization. It's a local grassroots kind of thing that, you know, has gotten a lot of attention and actually got a bill stopped in Ottawa.
Yes, yes.
So, the point that they're doing is that they're doing a new survey where they're trying to get feedback from people who have professed interest in what their media, what their mandate is. And so they've got a web page survey, et cetera. But they're also asking people to fill in details like your name, your address, you know, your postal code, your email, whatever. Not address. There wasn't address, but postal code and sort of city kind of thing. But, you know, if you got that information, you can probably find the other stuff pretty easily. And some people commented on the thing saying, well, I thought, you know, you guys are great. Now you're asking me for my personal information. And I'm just thinking to myself, if you've been hanging around a group like Open Media and you've been commenting or you've been involved in any sort of way, don't you think CSIS or the NSA or whoever already knows who you are and probably knows what you think?
Well,
don't you think? I mean, you know.
Well, and I always find, and maybe this might be something that I've heard somewhere, but I always find that people that are concerned about people finding out information about them are always the people that aren't doing shit and aren't doing anything interesting enough to be interested in what they're doing. You know, it's always like, I mean, my brother-in-law is like that, and God bless him. He's I say that not believing in God. Ricky Gervais, bless him. He is a character, and he doesn't really do very much, you know? But he's terribly concerned about that. Like, he won't open a bank account because it's like, oh, and everyone will know about me. Like, anyone cares, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm always really fascinated. And I also like the people that, they seem to like really be wound super tight, and they're on a website and they're, something happens and it triggers them. I liked you until you did X. I liked you until you had the comment bar on the right-hand side instead of, you know, like they, suddenly their whole world turns topsy-turvy. I don't understand, but yeah.
I've seen them at the microphones at developer conferences, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You changed the syntax of that code and it's ruined my life.
Exactly. I can't sleep. I can't eat.
My whole business was built on that piece of code.
I can't masturbate while playing video games anymore.
It's redundant, isn't it?
This is so true, yes. Okay, so verdict. Are you ready to present your verdict?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was really, really tough, and I'm afraid I've got to go with, you know what? I think I just changed my mind. I think I've got to go with Otto.
Wait. Oh, really?
I think I've got to go with Otto.
See, I would have voted for the guy, you know.
The 21-year-old guy from Surrey.
Surrey who, you know, decides to rob a bank to pay his, or rob a bank, rob a gas station to pay for his restaurant bill. Who would you have decided, Shane?
I'm gonna go with what I was thinking earlier, which was the dude that robbed the bank to pay his bill.
Oh, sorry, they robbed the Esso station to pay his bill. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, did I say robbed the bank? I meant robbed.
Yeah,
the
Esso. I said the same thing. Okay, so
because I feel I don't know the guy's story, the other guy. Otto.
Right.
And that to me just seems more like what he did was wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, robbing banks is not a bad idea.
pretty good under certain circumstances.
Really,
it's perfectly fine as long as you're another bank.
Yeah, exactly. But my vote goes for the other guy,
the nameless Surrey dude
who we don't know any experience.
Knows, he knows better.
When it comes right down to it, I think that there's a couple of factors that made me go with
Otto.
poor old Otto, you know, and like I said, my opinion switched even as I was being asked what my opinion was. Because I definitely was going to go for the 21-year-old guy because, you know, like, you know, he actually did hold a weapon against somebody's throat.
Yeah,
just, you know, he could have been
extra fucktard,
he gets extra fucktard points definitely for that. You know, but was it a flat-bladed screwdriver or was it a Robertson, you know?
Yes.
You know, exactly
yes.
How they much
don't
damage?
Tell us this information in the article. It leaves out a lot of important details.
Sure. He could have been using the opposite end of the screwdriver. Maybe he was going to thunk the person in the throat
with
the handle.
What if it was a mini screwdriver, like the ones that have in, like, the 8-pack of something, you know? What
do you know, those little Monica?
Ones? Yeah.
Monica, I think those are actually more dangerous.
Oh, but they're littler.
Yeah, but that means that they have, you know, there's a lot less area for the pressure to spread out across. So they'd actually go in much cleaner.
Oh.
I thought about this. Yeah.
This is why I don't rob anything.
Yeah, because
sad face.
So poor Otto. I mean, I'm looking at the charges of the two of these guys, right? Yeah. Otto stole $2,262. And he's out on $50,000 bail. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's a bail bondsman who will profit quite nicely on that. But the charges against poor Otto. And I guess this is why I voted for him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because not so much that Otto is a worse fucktard or a better fucktard, but he lives in a place that just basically breeds fucktards.
Mm.
He's got against him, what I'm just looking here, charged with robbery, theft by unlawful taking. Isn't that robbery?
Well, isn't that?
Unlawful taking?
Well, what? Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is the difference between robbery and unlawful taking?
Unlawful taking. Well, you know how it is. Sometimes there's a lawful taking, and then you charge them for it or what. I don't know. That is really weird.
But the other two, okay, those are, you know, those are quibbles. Those are minor quibbles. We know how laws stack up. We know how legislators like to get themselves in the newspaper by putting across in different words exactly what's already there in the first place.
Exactly.
So even if they don't succeed, they can say, well, we've already got it, so we're okay.
Yeah.
But the other two charges against this poor schmuck, he receiving stolen property.
Well,
excuse me?
That's another third way of putting the same thing, correct?
Hold on. He stole it. Of course he received it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's so freaking true. That's
what
right.
What the hell is with that charge? I mean,
that is genius charge.
But the last one is like,
okay,
it brings
yeah.
back those wonderful days of the, you know, early aughties when George W. Bush would get in front of a microphone and say something like, terroristic threats. Did
yes.
I say that right? Terroristic threats. Yeah. That's a lot of thurs in there. Yeah.
I don't like them.
I don't like that. Can you rewrite that? But terroristic threats. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I mean, if you're... Could you just not... It's not terroristic. Oh, my God. I'm doing it now. It's
we
not...
We are from Spain. We say terroristic. Yes.
It's whatever you're threatening. If you now in the U.S., if you now threaten somebody... whatever you do, is it now considered a terroristic threat? Like if I'm, you know, like if Shane and I were there and, you know, I'm like, Shane, I am going to punch you in the head.
Oh, goody.
Is that now a
threat? You are.
I would say I'm going to see you in hell.
And that's another terroristic threat. How dare you?
On...
So, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I guess, because it had to do with a bomb is maybe what they're going for, which is still stupid.
Again, you know, it could be the level of the article,
bomb,
right?
Yes, I can see that.
But still, again, it's the context. You must look at the context and know it's not a terroristic threat. It's a threat.
Yeah, but what if he went into the bank? Maybe the factor is that we went into the bank and before he said, I have a bomb, I'm going to give me all your money, he said something like, Ooh, la, 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 Akbar, God is great, give me your money, and I've got a bomb. That would probably
say that qualifies.
Well, why?
Well, because who knows what he's saying? I think that's where it, yes. Yes, I have a point. The other thing is now, and again, I'm answering my own question here. So if he went in there and he said, here's my cock, I am going to pee all over this place if you don't give me the money, is that then sexual assault? And in the U.S., sometimes it actually is. So
State by state, yeah.
State by state. So, yeah. So, maybe that's... Anyway, you know, those are all good charges. You're right. Like, it goes downhill. Yeah.
Did you know one of the southern states, I can't remember which one it is, could be Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, one of those ones, it was illegal for a husband and wife to have oral sex.
I'm not surprised.
This was in the...
sodomy's illegal in a lot of places, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean...
And a man and woman can do that. I mean, even for just, you know, going straight for the for the man and the woman thing. Yeah. But, yeah. Oral sexually. Sure.
So yeah, why not? Your thesis that would definitely, I mean, I would imagine totally be sexual assault. You know, sticking your tongue out might be sexual assault.
Exactly. You are.
If it had one of those tongue piercings, absolutely. No question. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like almost everything is sexual assault as long as there's genitals involved, regardless of what the genitals were doing or what happened. You know, like if you were peeing and a child passed by with his mother and they saw you peeing. No, I'm not kidding here because I think I've read this.
A lot of Englishmen would be going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. So and they would have to install far more bathrooms. No one wants that. Okay. So I think all those charges are really awesome. You're right. That does take it to a whole new level.
I mean, he just, you know, to commit such an impulsive, silly thing and then giving the money back and then knowing he's going to probably, you know, basically be pilloried, sent to Guantanamo Bay, you know, posed in photos of, you know, being by the guards. Who knows, you know.
Why did he, isn't there a separate charge for giving the money back?
That may be the possession of stolen goods. That could be it, you know. Gee.
He had it. He gave it back, but at one point he had it.
So he would have actually had less charges against him if he kept the money.
Maybe. Isn't there a turning in of stolen goods charge that we could then tack on to? I'm starting to really get on his side. Look at this.
You're trying to get this guy off now.
I'm actually now on his defense. Yeah, you've turned me here, man. I was just going for he's a mild fucktard in comparison to the other guy to, aw. Yeah.
He's so cute.
He's so cute with this.
This, you know, I think this speaks for the power of photojournalism.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't this picture be up for the dumbass Pulitzer Prize photo?
Yes, it really is. It's like you can see them when the guy took it. He's like, I've got something, man. You got to see the photo I took.
I would vote for this picture. I really would. I think this picture is so human and so
heartbreaking.
We are victims of the society in which we live, and I gotta take you in.
So true.
That is so painful. So hard. You have now made this a sad fucktard of the week. Like, even when he gets his title, there's no pride. There's no, you know. All right. So
he's a moral lesson for all of us.
Wow, Shane, you and I, we were doing something now. I don't want us to feel bad about our life. We are doing something with our life now. Okay, so, Mr. Otto McNabb.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, well done. You are the fucktard of the week.
Rant. Okay. So I posted a bunch of ads.
You posted a bunch of
on
ads?
On Craigslist. Yeah. And I totally want you to, like, look at them and give me your honest opinion about what you think of them.
Sure. Are they thinly veiled pornography attempts?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, Shane, you know how I feel about those.
Well, you know, I just, that's how I roll.
That is good. This is my rant for the week, for the year, for whatever. Sometimes, as some sort of self, the self-hatred boils up in me, you know? And that's when I go to Craigslist and try to find acting or film work. Now, I like acting, you know? I even do it occasionally just for fun.
Right.
But I don't like bullshit, which means that eliminates 90%.
I think a lot of people are quite down on
the bullshit factor. And so there's a lot of bullshit, and then there's a lot of people that think, hey, you're an actor, there's not a lot of work, you're going to do porn, right? No. Again, I have no problems in a general sense with the adult industry. But it's not just, it shouldn't be the assumption that if you're an actor, you're also willing to do porn. And the section is not a pornography section, so it's particularly infuriating. I have a few ads that exemplify some of the things that piss the fuck out of me every time
I go to Craigslist. Okay, it's my fault because I go there. I accept that responsibility. Yes.
I just read this first one. Uh-huh. I don't see what the problem with that one is.
Oh, okay. So, this is...
To me, it seems pretty straightforward. Obviously, look, I want to get laid. I don't want to pay for it.
Well, and therein, that's where I'm pissed off, too, because...
Sorry, read the ad.
Okay, well, let me just for... There's several different rants. So, one is... Okay, so... And they're not organized in any particular way. But one is that exact thing. If you want a prostitute or you want to have sex and pay for it, there's an exchange that you're looking for. And you should be upfront and say, I am looking for a working girl. But the BS where you are looking for someone who just needs cash, that just makes me want to fucking stab you right in the crotch repeatedly and then sell the remnants for scrap meat. You know?
So remnants of for your scrap meat.
I don't know if that is a possibility. I have not looked into logistics of this, but I know that it's what I want to do when I see these ads. Okay. All right. Pretty gal for dinners, comma dates. Looking for a beautiful lady to take to dinners, drinks, and casual outings. Be my beautiful date for the night, maybe a few times per week. I would expect some adult fun at my place afterwards. Willing to compensate generously for your time, but obviously not generously enough to hire a real working girl. Please, no pros! Just a beautiful girl that could use some help and would like to be treated well. And this is where the bullshit factor gets really high, in my opinion, because seems like you're also lying to yourself. You don't want to admit to yourself that you're hiring someone to sleep with you for money.
Right.
So
right.
You've now concocted this scenario where you're a nice person. You're a good person. You're ethical. You're sweet. You're kind. You're loving. You're all these beautiful things. And you want to help this woman who is just a little bit struggling, who's also a nice person, who also isn't a sex worker because you've got the issues surrounding someone being in that profession. Right. All right. So... I am a nice-looking, late 40s, male, Caucasian, single, just don't have time for the dating scene. Another BS sentence if ever I heard one. I just don't have time for the dating scene. I would like to be in it, but I'm busy. Yeah. Therefore,
Pretty straightforward. I mean, honest. You know.
Obviously, yeah. But I mean, no, it makes total sense. But it just seems like, yeah, don't have time for the dating scene is, I'm not in a place where I can be in a relationship right now, which really means I don't want to be with you, right? please send pics and contact info. I will answer all replies. I should have replied to him. All right, so there's my one. That's one on the piss and factor. Okay, this is my favorite. Well, one of my favorites. There's a few good ones. Do you look good in a pair of jeans? Last week, I love this. This is the best
sentence. I totally
look
hot in a pair of jeans.
I love this. I want to just give you a tiny bit of background. I have some insider info that you might not know. A while ago, I saw an ad, and it was basically, you know, I get a hard on for people in Jordache jeans. Really doesn't, you know, does it for me. I'd like some private photos. Blah blah blah. So I think that what happened there is someone flagged that as. That's porn, right? Because basically you're using it to get off and whatever. And so now he's decided he's going to go for a whole new tactic, that of him being a successful artist with a vision. And wow, it's just too good. Last week, I had the pleasure of photographing a wonderful local model in a pair of denim jeans. I was so taken with the results of that shoot that I've decided to continue with the concept and expand the parameters to involve other models in order to explore different perspectives. Holy crap! My bullshit meter
different
just freaking exploded. You know, like, you know those things.
Maybe
where,
without the pants on.
Yes, exactly. From different angles. From the crotch up, from the bum down, from inside your pants. Maybe I'll put a little anal prode brought in.
Prode.
A little prode, you know, with a camera, and that'll be a different perspective. But anyway, then he continues basically. Therefore, I'm looking for female photographic models to pose in a pair of jeans. Experience isn't essential, but prefer. I'm not using this for commercial use. You know, you can, whatever, use it for your portfolio. It's the bucks, blah, blah, blah. It's comfortable glamour in quotation marks. That's how it's described, and it'll be take place in a studio. Yeah, fine, whatever, I don't care. But one, wrong section. Two, calm the fuck on. You're, you know, this is your artistic, this is what you're bringing to the world. I mean, really, it's possible. It's just very unlikely. All right, next one. These people are just, they're really just not, they're not getting it. They're not getting what the porn world takes. You know, I feel bad for the people posting the porn ads thinking that they should have women clamoring to get in, but then I feel worse for the people that think they should get into porn and just don't have a clue of how it works. Hot couple wants to make videos together. bucks, you know, $2 signs.
Right.
So I don't know if that's like, for dinner, $2 signs would equal like a $30 meal or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's what they're expecting, and that's fine then. Hot couple, very sexy girl, 20, hot guy, 40. A couple, got only work together, very sexy work. We want to get started as a team. We can work every day and love to work. There are some videos of us, blah, blah. Okay, again, I know people that have done these videos, and you can work together once or twice.
Yeah.
But there is only so much of a market for two of the same people fucking.
Yeah.
Usually, and it's mostly the woman, the market is other people fucking. More and more people fucking. So it's not, you're not going to carve out this niche for you and your boyfriend where you can continue to fuck on video unless you're going to make that site yourself. But it's just the fact that you're looking for it. It's like just, it's like you've never seen porn.
It's silly.
It's pretty
bad. It's like they obviously have no idea.
No clue. Okay. Female actors needed, sorry, there's one, again, sorry. There's one line here that I really like, okay? I mean, the premise is pretty hilarious as it is, but right. I've heard of it before. I am making a series of videos where people are getting caught masturbating, and I need some female actors to catch these people masturbating. No nudity is required, you don't have to do anything other than look surprised and maybe yell at some people or laugh. So I've heard of this, right? Then he goes on with this line. Sounds fun, right? I will get back to that in a moment. The last line is, email me if interest along with what your wage expectations are. And this is where I got stuck, because I don't know what the going wage is for surprising a masturbator. I have been out of the loop for a while, and I just don't understand.
Here,
don't know.
Let's find out.
All right. Oh, hey, you're masturbating.
Oh, hey,
really gross, you son of a bitch. Okay, Shane, what's that worth to you?
That was about 20 bucks.
Okay. In my opinion, it's a little bit higher. I had to see that. So that was...
Yeah, but you were amazed. The look on your face right now just was utter, you know...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. You know? So, you know, it's good. I would say 100 bucks.
No, easily.
Maybe, yeah, $100 easily. Is what it would be, at least. But anyway, then I'm going to go back to the sounds fun, right? This is where the general problem I have is.
Okay.
Most people don't do porn or sex work because it's fun. Some people like the sex, and they'll do it for that, so that it is fun for them. It generally, walking into a room where someone's masturbating and going, that would be not all right experience. If I had a few bucks in my pocket after, it'd be fine. It doesn't matter. I'm pretty whatever about these things.
Right.
Fun is not exactly what it'd be. So it kind of seems like you just don't have a clue. It's not really fun.
Well,
it's okay to
really
you.
It's really a job.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds all right to you? Sounds feasible? Sounds like you could earn some bucks? All those are good questions. Sounds fun? Not so much. My favorite now. Last but not least. Female needed for instructional squirting video. Again, this is still in the TV film section. I am putting together an educational video teaching men how to make women squirt. Female ejaculation. I like that it's in brackets. Like, you don't know. Must be at least 18 years of age. Get paid to have the most intense orgasms of your life. This is all done using only my hands. Yes, thank you. That is good. Good job, buddy. What do you say to something like that? You are really looking for something and hoping someone's stupid enough to go for it. But sure. The whole shoot... Oh, this is really... gets even better. Oh my god, I didn't read this part. The whole shoot will likely take 3 to 4 hours, and you will most likely have 30 to 50 or so orgasms during this period as well. Someone who has had zero experience with women. He is 12 years old.
So I have a question. In four hours, how many orgasms could you realistically have before you get bored?
I would say a max of 3.
Yeah.
I just don't think I could have more. Like, if I'm being utterly honest, I don't think I've
had...
Well, I mean,
the average guy...
Much. Yeah.
Unless you have something wrong with your system down there, which some men have had, like, those infections and things. And there's videos all over the web of... You know, guys having
all over the web.
Not
orgasms. Ones you search for in particular, but yes.
But that's actually a problem. Apparently instructional video.
Right.
Some of them I've seen. But anyway, this is the thing. Like 2-3, maybe 4
and then you're like, I'm really
period
okay.
of time. Forget it. No way.
But he's not using his hands. Remember,
to
stimulate.
But the thing is, now his. I'm curious how many women he thinks this will be. The whole shoot will take likely 3 to 4 hours. Has he missed something here? Like,
Yeah. Well, he's missed a lot. Yeah. He's missing a lot, technically, as well.
His
straight
brain.
Behind. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't obviously has no clue about women, because I don't actually know anyone who could have 30 to 50 orgasms straight. Like, I've never heard of this in my experience with knowing women, in my experience reading about a lot of sexuality stuff. Just doesn't seem likely. But I also just like that he's utilizing his hands, you know? Because he's... But it's purely educational, by the way. He's not getting any enjoyment out of this. Don't think he's a perv or anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull my junk out.
Yeah, I'm just using my hands to stimulate you and make you squirt, which I can do 30 to 50 times. So call me.
That'll be all on video.
Call me. Only responses with a photo, please, even though I'll be aiming mostly at your crotch. Okay. No, he didn't write that part. I just assumed. Any questions, please still include a photo with frozen for first contact. Yes. So I don't respond if you're not attractive enough for
now,
my
for the video, though. Yes. Is he want a photo of your junk?
Junk? I don't think he does.
Want a picture of his the face?
Like, I think he wants probably. He's assuming. I mean, I almost want like just to find a net photo of like someone with like major herpes or something, and then just send that and be like, do you want to work on this? I'm into it.
Rant.
Outro take 78. Our Facebook page
is very
lonely. It's a Mad Lib. Our Facebook page is horny, scared, angry, petulant. And it needs you to do something. It needs you to love it more. Just love it more. So facebook.com/SNMRants. Please go there. Tell your friends about it. It's funny, isn't it? Isn't it? God damn it! Isn't it fucking funny enough for you? Also, we're on the web. I'm yourdoseoflunacy.com. You can find me there, yourdoseoflunacy.com. And Shane, you are at?
shanesworld.ca.
So?
That's S-H-A-N-E with an S, world.ca. I don't know why I just spelled it out like that.
It's good. You should spell the C-A part. Dot?
C with an A on the end, right after the C. Because, you know, and there's a dot in there. Like, that's a period if you're not sure what that is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's between...
Not a comma.
Between the dot... Or, sorry, it's between the C and the D at the end of that whole thing.
Good,
so Shane's world.
World.
Dot C-A.
Singular. He doesn't have a bunch of worlds.
Just one.
Just one.
I'm just me.
Yes.
And
you're just you.
That's right. And
being
that's
here
that's how I roll.
With us. Yeah. Thank you.